beforehand, but I got full signal there.
Yeah, that was weird. I was happy that you told me that you were going to drop. So if it happens again, I'll call you back. No problem.
It shouldn't happen.
Okay. So I don't know how much of that you heard, Zach, but what I was suggesting is to take the $300 that you would have paid towards Facebook ads this month and change it to Google ads. And that way you'll be showing in the sponsored section and in the map. But if you do that, I want you to know that the Google ads, they don't stay there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. It's a $300 budget you would have to run the ads. So we would stretch it out so that it would be somewhere around $9 a day. And our intention in doing that is to make sure that the ads last throughout the whole month. Okay? And then each morning your ads would go up in all the designated areas on Google. That's free. You don't pay anything for it. And then let's say, for example, the pay-per-click rate is $1 and you have a $9 a day budget. After 9 people click on you, you would rotate off and someone else would rotate on. But again, that's a good thing because that will prevent you from getting an unexpected $1,000 bill, you know. You wouldn't ever face that because we'll put a cap on it.
Is there only a, is that only for Shady Springs?
No, that's why I'm suggesting it. On Google Ads, you can run those ads wherever you like without having an address. So let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area and it's 30 minutes away from you, but you think, you know, you could get some really good paving jobs in that area. We could take that $300 and we can designate it to run in specific areas only. And that's a good thing to do because then you can, it's another way that you can stretch your budget out to last throughout the whole month and then also target the specific areas that you want.
Well, let me ask you this then.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try that, but We're coming into November, so
okay.
I only got about a month. I'm going to be shutting down in probably about 45 days for the year. I will be down. I'll take off December, January, February. We'll go back to work, get everything ready to go, and in March I start working again.
So what I would suggest. Is you can go on what's called a seasonal hold. So let's say that you want to start that seasonal hold after November. We could pause the billing for December, January, and February and start you back up in March. That way you're not paying for it during months that you're not using it. You know what I mean?
Well, what about if we did the $199 thing you're talking about? And then we come up in March, well, probably end of February, beginning of March, and we'll do like a $50 a day for like 2 or 3 months, you know, like mm-hmm. through March, April, May, because that's when everybody's going to be looking to get stuff done. We'll do like
okay.
$50 a day on that advertising. Then, you know.
That started in March, right?
Well, yeah, so let's do March, April, May. Then, come June, if we don't have much, we'll go back down to that $9 or $10 just to keep us on air. But let's, you know, I mean, if we do, I don't know how much money it is to advertise, but I'm just saying, you know, if we're on there for a long period, a majority of the day, because, you know, is that something we can set and change as we go or no?
Yep, you can. So what I would have to do is I can't set that up now since it's only October, but I can send myself a message to follow up with you in the beginning of March, and at that time I can add the $50 a day budget, and we can start rolling those ads for March, April, and May, and then in June, if you want to cut it back, you can absolutely do so.
And if we wanted to, you know, we can do the Facebook ads, and like you said, I'm not real big on the Facebook ads. But
yep.
the what you're telling me on the Google part, that's more where I want to be. That's why me and my team hasn't seen anything with you guys.
Yep. Yeah, you know, we used to
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I've asked these people over 50 times, hey, what's going on? And every time, we're going to call you back this and that. I mean, like, I tried to upload 25 photos.
Yeah.
And I think I did too many. So I set up an appointment for, like, Monday. Somebody was going to call, like, not this Monday, but, like, a month or so ago.
Yeah.
And that was going to put it on the, we was going to do that on the web page. But, you know, if you was running Facebook ads, that for locally, that's what they need to see is houses that they're familiar with, driveways that we're doing, that they're familiar. So that's why we was missing a lot of that. Other people's getting that because we don't have any of the pictures.
You know what I would recommend, Zach, is I can send you my email that you can reply to and just send those photos directly to me and I can forward it to the technicians. Because
well,
it would be if they said that you were timed out or something or all the pictures couldn't upload, maybe it didn't even get to us, you know. But that way, if you send it to me, I can forward it to them and make sure it gets applied onto your website.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. But like I said, when it comes to a phone call Monday, I got somebody that kind of didn't know what was going on. And
I'm sorry.
You know, when I mentioned it to them, they was like, you can upload them yourself. And during the week, I mean, if you normally call me, I'm not going to lie to you, I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
I know.
You and I went back and forth a couple of times, and you're so good at answering your phone, and you're so good at telling me a good time to call you. There were times where you're like, Tina, call me after 6 or call me after 5, and every time we set something up, it actually worked out, you know?
Yeah,
so,
except we never finished when we like to finish. There's always something during the day that holds us up every day.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie to you. Normally, I work Monday through Friday from about 5 a.m. to about, you can say I probably go to bed about midnight.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So normally, I'm pretty busy, except like today, it was just a crappy day all day today where I'm at, so I just disappeared for a little while. But
yeah,
if that's something we could do is, you know, set up that Google ads, or maybe we'll do the Google and the Facebook ads, do like 25 or on there and there. I mean, because it's nothing but a write-off for me, so I don't really care.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people will put stuff like that on towards the end of the year, because come January they write it off. But for you, if you're going to be off season, it's probably not the best timing until March, like you said. So if you want to do the $199 package, that's just for the where you're ranking now on the first page and in the maps, and then it also would have you coming up from the mobile devices and the voice-activated devices. It would keep your website up and running and keep you on the directory. So that's a really good place to be if you're kind of going off-season and just do the $199. And then come March, if you want to put the Facebook ads and the Google ads back on, I just looked on the calendar. March 1st is a Friday. So I can follow up with you on March 1st, and if you want to put the Facebook ads and the Google ads on at that time, we can add them.
Let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Can we do the $199? And
yes.
You said, and then where do we go there with the payment?
So then it would just stay at $199 month to month until we talk in March. Or if you call me before March, you might say, hey, things are picking up a little bit in February, so I better call Tina and do it sooner. That's fine. But it would stay at the $199 month to month until you changed it. And then use me as a point of contact too, Zach, moving forward, because you've had some people that you talked to that didn't really know, you know, what they were talking about. So always call me first. I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But if I can't help you, I can certainly get you to the person that can. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Now, you emailed me your number, right? Because this 363 number, I'm a guest. I can't call you back at this number.
You can, but it goes to the call center, and then you have to ask for Tina, and they have to kind of hunt me down. But what I did was I just sent you my direct line on a text message. So it's the same local / number that you have, but if you put in my extension, which is 777, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, so we'll do the $199, and then is it a Visa, MasterCard?
You should have it on file. It should be my MasterCard 6716.
Nope, I have a Visa ending in 3184, so let me change that. Okay, go
hold
ahead
on,
with
that,
the MasterCard.
That, that may be the same account. Well, hold on, I'm driving.
Okay.
Let me look. I ain't gonna lie to you. I got 200 credit cards right here.
Yeah, I know. It's.
What'd you say it ended in?
3184.
Hold on. I'm trying to. Okay, that was my true. That's Truist. That's the debit card. Alright, just use. Okay, we'll use the one that I got right here. That way.
Okay, you got it, Zach.
Are
yep,
ready?
I'm ready. Yep, go ahead.
5282.
Okay.
1757.
Got it.
7750.
Okay.
6716.
Okay, expiration?
228.
And the code?
011.
Okay, so... And you said still Stonebrook Drive for this card too, right?
Yeah, every card I got is going to be Stonebrook Road.
Okay, you got it. Okay, I got the green light for you, so you're all good to go there. And like I said before, we'll keep everything at the $199 until we talk again in March. And then if you want to reinstate the Facebook ads and the Google ads sooner, just give me a buzz, okay?
Okay, so listen, can I can't do it right now because I'm still about 5 hours away from where I'm going.
Yes. Okay.
But I want – you sent me another link through a text message or that I can send you a bunch of pictures, right?
Yes.
And
I sent
even though
you
we're
an
not going to put them, even though we're not going to put them on Facebook and Google right now, do I need to call back in once I see you in pictures and let's see if we can get them on the web page? And I mean, I'll even pay more if we got to, but you know, that
oh,
was
no.
my biggest.
We'll get them on the web page for you and on the Google page when they come in. It's just we can't run them with Facebook ads and Google ads if you're not paying for that. But we can definitely put it on the Google Maps and on your website, supremepaving.net. So I would say just send those in to us as quick as you can. And you don't even have to call me, Zach, because when I get your email, what I do is I search the email that it came from in my system. And as long as it's coming from the same one that we have on file, which is the supremepaving2018@gmail.com, it will tag back to this account. So then I would just send your account to the technicians with the photos.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that sounds good. I may look at that when I get to the hotel tonight.
Yeah, please do. Look into it. And then, you know, as soon as you send that over to me, once I get it to the technicians, it'll be updated within 1 to 3 business days, okay?
Okay, absolutely. Because I just think the better picture or more realistic pictures we got, the better we are going, you know what I mean?
I agree. You know, I always tell people, because some people say, oh, we hired you and we don't want to do anything. You guys should figure it out. And they just want stock photos and they never want to look at it again. And that's great if that's what they want. But I always tell people the more proactive you are with your account, the better results you're going to get. So if you could send your actual photos and, like you say, properties that people in the area recognize and things like that, that's obviously going to help you a lot more, you know. So absolutely, I'm all for that. I always tell people if they have time to send in their actual content, then the program's going to work even better.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so yeah, that works for me. So we'll stick with that, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay. Sounds good, Zach. So you're all set for now, and I definitely enjoyed talking to you. So have a really good evening coming up, too, okay?
All right. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.